I want to take a moment of your time to talk about optocouplers. Optocouplers are used when you want to isolate one circuit from another. This could be because there's different voltages, ground loops, or a high noise potential. If you're using sensitive equipment with noisy equipment, you might want to consider using an optocoupler. An optocoupler is an infrared LED encased with an NPN phototransistor. If you see here, pin 1 and 2 is the anode and cathode of the infrared LED, and pin 3 and 4 is the collector and emitter of the phototransistor. When you power the infrared LED on, it also biases the phototransistor on. Because the infrared LED is, well, an LED, it's important to always put a current limiting resistor on pin 1 and 2.
Always.
Because the input and output is isolated, it can protect against voltage surges. The PC817 can isolate up to 5,000 volts. That's pretty cool. Going to the electro-optical characteristics, we can find that the forward voltage of the LED is 1.2 volts to 1.4 volts with 20 milliamps of current. In the output section, we can see that it can manage up to 80 volts. At the bottom of the table, we see response time, and it shows us that it can be up to 18 microseconds before it can turn on or off. This likely isn't an issue unless you're doing high-speed work or working with PWM, and even then it may not be a problem. Well, that's all I got on the PC817 optocoupler. I'll see you next time.